Why don't you start by giving us a brief overview of what is Antler Shed Collection?
People have been collecting antlers forever. They're pretty cool. You see them laying on the ground. A lot of people stumble across them when they're out walking around in the woods. And gosh, in the last 10, 15 years, it's become an industry. So we have professional collectors that go out there and basically walk grid patterns in areas where deer and elk, especially deer winter, and they pick up these antlers and they sell them for decorations, and they're used in chandeliers and knife handles, all kinds of things.
What are the new rules regarding antler shed collection that go into effect today?
Well, in the Gunnison Basin specifically, there have been rules, again, for about 10 years now that restricted when people could go pick up antler sheds. As those restrictions went into place, these professional antler shed hunters kind of fanned out all over the state. The problem is where they go to pick up antlers is also winter range for deer and elk in the Gunnison Basin. There's Gunnison sage grouse are lekking at this time of year. So it was a lot of disturbance to wildlife. Deer and elk are barely hanging on during the late winter. Anything that causes them to move can hurt their longevity. And so the new rules have set up a restrictions across basically the whole state. Everything west of I-25, all public lands, are closed to shed antler collecting until April 30th. So the idea is that this is being done as a conservation effort to make sure that, you know, we know our deer and elk are having less and less winter range, and we want to give them a chance to make it through the winter. And people can wait until May 1st and start collecting, and they're still going to be able to find plenty of antlers in good condition.
And then what happens if people are caught collecting sheds when they're not supposed to?
They can be fined and ticketed. The ticket's about $70, and they will be assessed points against their privileges to buy hunting and fishing licenses. Even if you're just out there walking around and you're hiking and you see a shed, you know, you can have a shed in your possession. So even if you're not specifically looking for sheds, you know, don't pick them up if you see them. And we also ask that if people see people violating the closure, who they look like they're collecting sheds out there somewhere, please call us so we can go check it out. Obviously, it's a huge area, all the public land west of I-25, and we need help from the public in trying to make sure people respect this regulation.
Lewandowski went on to say that in the Gunnison Basin, even tighter rules are in place that restrict antler shed collection from sunset until 10 a.m. to allow for breeding room for the Gunnison sage grouse from May 1st through the 15th. Unrestricted antler shed collection opens for the rest of the state west of I-25 on May 1st. Reporting in the Gunnison Basin, I'm Chad Rich.